Jan Ulrich, The Best There Never Was, by Daniel Freiber, read by Mark Meadows. An accompanying PDF will be available to download from your audiobook library. To Berlin. May your ass remain in the garbage can, and your head in the clouds. Preface. The first thing I ever wrote about professional cycling was a sixth-form German project about Jan Ulrich. A few months earlier, I had sat gawping at a TV screen as, in the space of a quarter of an hour during the 1997 Tour de France's Pyrenean Queen stage, Ulrich seemed to redraw the aesthetics and horizons of the sport. A sport that had known great dynasties before, but never, as far as I knew or could even imagine, swiveled as professional cycling's destiny appeared to on that July afternoon. I was 16 at the time, an age at which, as Julian Barnes wrote in his first novel, Metroland, there were more meanings, more interpretations, a greater variety of available truths. Things contained more. Among the other side effects of adolescence, there is indeed an acute sensitization that embalms the images and ardours of that age in nostalgia later in life. Nonetheless, before commencing this book, I already recalled, and now know for sure, that there were many others, and elders, upon whom Ulrich's performance in Andorra that day left the same imprint, the same thrill. With every strike of Ulrich's pedals came a thudding intuition that future and present tense had swapped places or bled together into one indistinguishable, inconvertible truth, that from this day forth, cycling would belong to Jan Ulrich of Team Telekom and Rostock. To claim that the central or sole motivation for writing this biography was to understand only what went wrong would be reductive, and also, from the outset, dismissive in the way that coverage of Ulrich has consistently been for the last 15 years. It is hopefully not too big a spoiler to reveal that Jan Ulrich remains, per the annals and minus the caveats, Germany's greatest ever cyclist, and also its only Tour de France winner. Moreover, there have been many meteors with similar soaring trajectories and sharper descents. Fellow phenoms who won cycling's great races at 21 and 22 and then faded into anonymity, whether overburdened by expectations or overtaken by their own hubris, and soon thereafter their peers. Ulrich, by contrast, carried on winning, and if only at selected times every summer, achieving similar levels of excellence right up until his last dance in 2006. For a decade, he also retained his status as a German national talisman. As such, as tempting as it has often proven to cast him as a flash in the pan, a perennial groomsman, a misfit, or a flop, bare statistics do not support that narrative. Neither can they explain a public affection that remained intact long after some of his most famous wins had been asterisked, a fondness that somehow emulsified the most contradictory ingredients, on one hand awe, and the other a sympathy, that eventually devolved into pity. Over the course of his career, Ulrich's admirers were taken on a voyage between emotional extremities, in this sense, becoming men and women after their hero's heart. The memoir he released in 2003 was called Ganz oder gar nicht, All or Not at All, and this was how he came to view or rationalize a life upon which everyone would at some point cast judgment. His close-season excesses became infamous, the subject of derision, and yet teammates marvelled at the sacrifices and exertions he annually undertook to correct his course. Every winter became its own cautionary tale, every springtime a new recovery memoir. As Ulrich's contemporary and fellow East German Jens Vogt once told the journalist Andreas Burkert, characters like Ulrich fascinate people. They're right up in the heavens, then they fall really, really deep, only to rise again. They go through life like normal people. In this book, we will hear from others who extol Ulrich's everyman appeal, although one could easily make the opposite case, that it was his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?